3 years since Lehman Brothers collapsed, some say we're on the verge of a repeat in Greece.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, European markets are tanking this morning because of new concerns that Greece will default on its debt and send Europe into crisis. But first, where's Wall Street? Well, stocks are down, but not as bad as they are in Europe. The Dow right now down 101 points at 10,891. That's down about 0.9%. The Nasdaq down 0.6%, and the S&P 500 down 0.8%. But in Europe, it is a different story altogether. In France, markets down more than 4% right now, and that is because there are new fears this morning that Greece will default on its debt and may even have to leave the eurozone. Greece has just added a new property tax in a last-ditch effort to meet deficit-cutting targets so it can get more bailout money. Let's bring in our regular Monday guest, Julia Coronado. She is chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, and she joins us this morning live from London. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Julia, what are the chances, do you think, of a Greek default?
Well, we have to ask what that means. There's any number of forms that could take, but the bottom line is there's a growing realization that the numbers don't really add up for Greece, and sooner or later there has to be some kind of a restructuring of their obligations.
And do you think that this talk about Greece leaving the eurozone potentially is for real, and what would that mean?
You know, we have no blueprint for a country leaving the euro, so we don't know exactly what that would look like. It would no doubt be a fairly drawn-out process, but I think what's happening is that there's been a real cat-and-mouse game between the countries providing the funding and Greece, and Greece just doesn't want to meet the demands of fiscal austerity, and these countries are getting sort of tired of dealing with this and are sort of threatening to throw Greece out of the eurozone. So is it possible? It's possible. It's not in anybody's best interest, certainly not Greece's. They desperately need the aid.
Now, Julia, I've seen people comparing the situation this morning to the collapse of Lehman Brothers 3 years ago. And let's not forget, we've got our own problems in the U.S. banking system, specifically with Bank of America. The CEO is addressing investors right now to try to calm their nerves about the health of that bank. Is the global financial system in trouble?
You know, there's a lot more liquidity in the system now than there was in 2008, and certainly policymakers have more tools at their fingertips to address liquidity problems should they arise. But that said, I certainly don't want to downplay the worries that are taking hold here. Ultimately, this is a crisis of confidence, and no modern economy, no financial system can function without confidence in the system.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thanks as always.
It's my pleasure.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. And by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
President Obama will speak in about an hour as he prepares to officially send his $450 billion jobs plan to Capitol Hill. We're going to talk now about the big picture with a guy who won a Nobel Prize last year for research on the job market. That would be Peter Diamond, an economist at MIT. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, when you look at what we're in right now, do you have comfort in the fact that perhaps we've been in a situation like this before, or do you feel like this is so new it's very different than anything we've been in before?
It's certainly very different from what we've seen since World War II. This is different because we have had both the housing bubble and bursts, and we've had a banking crisis so that a lot of the banks are weak. These are phenomena that we have not seen on this scale since the 30s, and also we're now facing the question of whether the sovereign default risk from Europe will impact us both through exports going down and from some possible impacts on asset values for the financial system.
Well, you mentioned housing. I mean, can we get out of this, whatever it is that we're in, without fixing the housing market?
Eventually, yes, but it would be much better to do it more quickly. And the important thing to do it more quickly is to renegotiate a lot of mortgages. Let's start with small businesses. Where does a lot of the wealth of the kind of people who start small businesses lie? In their houses. So right now, with a house underwater, it's not going to grow out for a long time. And so the ability of small business to start up new things and expand is highly limited.
If people are listening to this interview, is there any reason that they should think that we are going to be okay, that we'll get out of this in the next couple of years and be fine?
I have no doubt sooner or later we'll get out of it. The real question is the distinction between sooner or later. What I worry about is whether Congress will, in a bipartisan way, take things that neither party necessarily favors so we get a good compromise and move forward, or whether we get more stalemate. Stalemate hurts the economy in multiple ways, that we don't get the legislation, and that people get increasingly concerned about a dysfunctional government.
Nobel Prize winning economist Peter Diamond from MIT, thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to have had the chance.
And finally, it is Monday, but according to a new survey, we should really call it Moan Day. Apparently, we spend on average 34 minutes complaining on Monday morning compared with just 22 minutes on other days. The source of our complaints typically revolve around how much work we have ahead of us or how much we already missed the weekend. The survey, by the way, comes from the company Flomax Relief, and it's just a little too early in the week for me to explain what Flomax does, so maybe you can take a break from your moaning and look it up yourself. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Multitask, downtime. We use words like that all the time, but do we really know what they mean?
The word boss actually comes from Dutch plantations. A work boss was somebody who was in charge of the overseer of the slaves on the plantation.
That's us, I guess. I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Wage Slaves Glossary. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.